any time. Kalaloshin, Rabbi Yosef. The hotline, or thank everybody, Rabbi. What? New features. Listen to this. What to say over? You can advertise it. Rabbi said, get the hotline. You know how many people have told me the hotline? I'm a new person. Thanks for the hotline. 732-719-3898. Again, 732-719-3898. Rabbi Golombek. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. Yeah, Mishalayro. Don't ask. You'll have Gan Eden. Here we go. Now, first of all, we have to understand people today have to live with reality. You can't live an ostrich and not live with reality. You can't. You have to have your feet on the ground. You can't be, you know, flying up there and not be in touch with you know, people. Some people are, unfortunately, some people are chaotic. It's called the run after windmills, or they're funny. They're not in tune with the times. Teva is history. Face reality. There's one Eibishter. It's not going to work. You'll see. Doesn't work. You want to succeed? Get in touch with the Eibishter big time. You want to succeed a lot? Make a bigger Seder in Shaar HaBetachim. That's the only way. It's not going to work. I remember Reb Henoch Leibowitz. So Lahamna Lichti Gan Eden, was he sweet? Was he something? Ah. Schus Yergen Alain of the Roshiv of Chavetz Chaim. There's a Meister with him. He needed money. $1 million. He needed $1 million for $1 billion, whatever. He got it in a week. He had B'tochen, yeah, we're getting it. He got it. He was the real thing. Was right there. He told me that this day and age, you can't imagine without B'tochen. It's not happening. You got it all wrong. You're just not in touch with. Get involved with Shaar HaBetachim. Now, of course, Nusach Navadig. That's the real way to go. And I'll tell you why. Nusach Navadig means Chavis Avavis. Chavis Avavis. Ilm has to read. Reb Gershon told me, be ma'ayin good in the Chavis Avavis. Be ma'ayin. You know what's in there? Stop being afraid of people. That's what's sitting all over the place. Before Shayich Ramaisa. Why is the mighty? Some say, don't be afraid of machlokes. Let's say if you're fighting for the Eibishter, machlokusim, don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be so scared. So you didn't make it with so and so. The altar brings out, and I'm talking, he says, when he speaks about talking to Madrega Sodom, people are so petrified of rejection. I lost him. Oh, I messed up. Then the Yitzhar is going to get on you. The Frumi Yitzhar was the great. It wasn't better on the Chaveir. Yeah, it's better on the Chaveir. How can you do that? It's wrong. It's not richtig. It's not Eiskal. What's wrong? It's wrong to lose covet? That's what the real problem is deep down. Wrong to you're afraid of your covet. Yeah, we know, but we know. There's a lot of the main real burning issue is I just lost a chunk of covet. If someone else would have hurt that guy the way you did, would you be up all night? Why not? You don't care for the guy? When you did it, oh, because you did it, that's not the vote. You lost a friend. Face reality. Don't get to fly up there. So afraid of this hurting that. Don't let them scare you. A doctor. And Yonam means he's a doctor, he's a lawyer, he's a gvir. He's got money. Tom Chacham. That's a tough one. L'chaim. 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 I happen to like Sfaradim very much. Not stop. I'm nuts over them. Amen. Amen.
Hayishua Gedola.
Aaron Ben Golda. Aganza Rafua Mamesh.
Moshe Ben Chana from it.
Amen.
God to Yeshua.
Mordechai ben Etzel. Amen.
Amen. Don't you chop? Are you sure, Gemuda?
Amen.
Karab Mamish.
Rochel Brocha Basvada Shidduch Mheiro.
The Karab Mamish. You mean your Bas Talmud Chacham over there? Oh, dear. Zalalaham Yeshua is the Rabbeinu Shalalam. The biggest Yeshua in the world is getting a drop closer to the Eibishter. You heard what I said? The biggest Yeshua in the world is getting a drop closer to the Eibishter. That's why we have so many Peklach. Because the Peklach get us closer to the Eibishter. In the next world, Zakta Heligan Amma Melchiz Mezuzah, Ein Dabra Oymed La'ad, Eilalam, Emel Yidei Asur Eilam. I want to see myself over there. I can't see how great I look over there. I'm upside down. It's Pasvad of Adig. This is good. I can see myself upside down. That's exactly what I want. Well, Smachti, I finally, now I look presentable. In the Adig. Now that's what we're looking for all these years. We finally. Chaim. Looking up. Oh. Rabbi say, the issue is, how do we get closer? Baruch Matcha Zrachi Zol Zayn Gesundin Shtar told me this. The main glick, the whole glick of everything and anything is getting close to Hashem. That's where the gold mine is. Daven for it. I'm telling you, Badek Amnusa, Hashem wants to hear that. How many people ask for that stuff? Bring me closer to you. Do a yid a favor. And I'm saying it, but Rabban, I'll be much to everybody. T.I.E. that favor. Make me closer. Do me a favor. I know. Do I mean it? It's fine. The violent. Dvarim shabalev ain't in dvarim. Right? Osi piva mavatl. Whatever it is, if there's any problems. Once you said it, it's a metzias. You asked Avis to make me closer to you. Do me a favor. In a good eifin. Make me a drop, more than a drop. I would appreciate that very much. I want to get closer to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Ah, that's the glick. Sometimes, to get closer to the Eibishter, I think they say in the Vardik, when you say Shema, you cover your eyes. Because you want to say Hashem Echad, you got to discount all these distractions. Are everywhere. They're all distractions. Every guy you know is a live distraction of Ein Ol Mavadai. The people that scare the daylight say, what's wrong there? Come inside. All the people that distract you are they're look, you're supposed to love people, but not you don't worship a bus of a dugin. The Munkat said, ever someone's they say Pesach night, his talmidim were with him. They were scared of him. He was a strong person. And he says, "Vos haste meire? Ach bedachdar. What are you guys scared of?" And people are afraid. Everyone's afraid. Fear. Hi, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the first Nevadiga before he was Nifta. Talmidim said, "Rebbe, tell us, you're leaving the world. Give us a neitzah." He says, "Please, should be as afraid of Hashem the way you're afraid of people. You're a high madriga. If you're afraid of Hashem, the way you're afraid of people. I'm so scared. I hope I make a good impression. I'm so scared. I recommend make a kvias with Hashem. Get together. He's great. Sit alone with him. And shchapashmus." Rav Gershon says, by Yom Kippur, make the Yavish to your tapsa. Make him your buddy. Yedid nefesh avod rachamon. Mishoich abdechon. Look at this. Yedid nefesh. My best friend is the Eibishter. I think Rav Chatzkel Abramsky once said, the Eibishter and me are like this. He put his two fingers together. And me and the Eibishter are like this. Be friends with him. It's great. By the way, again, the Rambam says, the more you're connected with him in this world, the more you're going to have a ball in the next world. And you're going to be given service. Now, I just saw a Chazal. It's just an English translation, Bachrach, his name is. It's an English, whatever. It's on Megillah Rus. It brings a Chazal you're on the way to Gehenna, and suddenly you had some kivui in your system. You're into betochen. He said, no. You're not going. You're into kivui. Now, the Ramchal is famous. Ramchal says, if you're Isaac in kivui, they're going to schlep you out of Gehenna. That's famous Ramchal. This Chazal is a Chazal beside...
On your way.
I don't know. I'll find it. And I'll tell you the Nusach. You're on the way to Gehenna. No, stop. This is not for you. Oh, you are Beiter Hashem. No, this is not for you. Look at this stuff. They got it in Yish. I just spoke to the Masaba. Look at this. You see, I had Betochen. I said, Zevish, yeah, this stuff is not Shayach. The Blazer Fried, not Shayach. The branch, he has a whole movement in Muncie. Look at this. This is the Varda Community Newsletter. Davis says, I love this. All tefillahs. Rabbi said, I'm getting credit. All my tefillahs. My tefillahs is my tefillah. Alanara Zaisis Palolti. What does Chana say about Shmuel? I daven. There you go. Here he is. There's tefillah. You know, it's a different metzias. It's brought down like this. When you get something through tefillah, it's a different metzias. It tastes different. You know? I acquired you through tefillah. You know, to Sant, I know a younger man. He had a kid, a big Mitzuyan, and a kid, Nebuch. So the Mitzuyan, he Bechal didn't daven. And the Nebuch, he screamed his head off. The Nebuch looked like he was going off the derech. And he was screaming, Abish, there, help me with that kid. Today, the Nebuch is a Nachas Til Shemayim. And the Mitzuyan is Hashem Yerachem, not so great. You don't daven. You're looking at the Ebeshes Matan all day. Well, if you're going to thank him all day, it's another Zach. But you don't just, you daven, then you build your family with tefillah. I know people, I know of a certain Yigman, he told me his wife, she has issues, the kids are screaming too much. They're chaperoning her too much. They're picking on her. You know, nowadays, you have to be... A woman has to protect herself from her kids. You have to protect yourself. Make sure. Don't do anything the kids don't like, because Hashem Yirachem. You know, you can't do that. Kabbat is bincha. That's a new girsa. So the kids are out. So what does she do when she has trouble with the kids? She goes in the other room and she davens. You know how powerful that is. When you're ignoring Teva and you go straight to the Yebishta, oh boy, you could have remote control on everybody and anybody, but you can keep to the Yebishta. Anyway, Chaim Tovim Mosholem. A younger man in Lakewood that learns in one of the Bata Midrashim that there's no parking. Come on, no parking. That base medish is Lamal Menateva. That base medish, they should make a kviyas in Shara B'tochen over there for 4 hours to be able to find a parking. There's no parking. The young light comes in a certain base medish in Lakewood, it's a big one. So they go, they make our compass over there, Simchas Torah all year round. there's no parking place. They built it, I don't know, you know, it's almost as bad as Ridge Avenue. You ever go to Ridge Avenue? A friend of mine told me he lives by Ridge. Oh, by Ridge, uh-huh. It's named there for a shikha. So, or the guy who made it was for sure, he must have had a lot of Johnny Walkers. Because you find Ridge Avenue, you can go dizzy. Find where does it start? Where does it end? El Dorm Shein Lam Shir, Ridge Avenue. But there is a base medish in Lakewood. That getting to it is, they better get Schar Halicha B'yadai, because I don't know how much they learn over there. How you gonna learn? There's no parking. Where's the parking? So the guy's going with sugar. So he told me, what did I do? So he says, you know what he did? Started davening. He says, "Hey, Mister, this is not right. This is not right. I came here to learn. This is not a mahalach. I want to get an immediate parking spot. I don't want to go around dizzy like I'm sure that. As soon as he started speaking the way he's supposed to speak, openly, he got service. And now, I think it's 4 months, he told me, he always, without fail, finds a spot right there. And he told his chavrusa, how come you're always a half hour before me, before I come? So he said, way before me. He told him, why don't you try it? He says, okay, I'll try it. And chavrusa was better than he was. So the chavrusa said, Abishta, I want the real thing over here. He says, I don't want to walk 2 blocks to every time to sit and learn it. So this chavrusa gets parking spots. He told me that the closer one would be right in the base medrash. He's at the door. He doesn't have to move an inch. You have a musi? As Benet, talk the way you're supposed to talk. Did I tell the Yelam about the Drozhen Ishmit? I'll tell you about the Drozhen Ishmit. I might have his picture. In Navardig, he was a big man. Drozhen Ishmit, the Tzadik Yischus Yerganaleno, a smith, blacksmith. He, 9 years old, he lost his parents. This man was a blacksmith, the Bachram in Pinsk, Navardig. That's where Rib. That's where the Stipler had a shtela. In that Navardig, that Olam, when they wanted to know if they're going to the army or not, they wanted a bracha to get out of the army, they went to the Drozhen Ishmit, and he took care of all of them. You'll be all right. Whatever he said was gold. One person once came to him, and he started crying. He says, uh-oh, you're going to be in the army, and you're going to suffer, but in the end, you'll be okay. Kachava. He was a malach alikim, Drozhen Ishmit. There's a picture of him. His face is fire. You see a malach. When he was nifta, the Nazis wiped out the whole cemetery with Pinsk nearby. His matzeva is still intact. Drozhen Ishmit. Now, how did he become what he became? When he was 9 years old, his parents were nifta, and he had to go to work. As a kid, he never went to yeshiva like a normal kid. And he's always, the biggest bracha is when you don't have, then you steig more than it. It's a bracha when you're missing, because then you appreciate.
Hayim.
Now, Hayim, every time it happens to be good stuff, if I may be so materialistic type. It's good stuff. Where is it? The bottle's gone. It's over. All right, good. We have some gold label. Don't worry, this oilam. It's finished. Oh, okay. Mishtaik me trinkt, abay sei me trinkt, me trinkt, brand fin, un min hoyit, un me geit, a kara hu. You don't know that, Negan? It's a Chabad Negan. Oh, it's great. You got to see them sing it. Me trinkt, brand fin, un min hoyit, un me geit, a kara hu. Mitting brown fin on men hold yet, omen gate a carahu. Mitting brown fin on men hold yet, omen gate a carahu. Mitting brown, that's a great niggin, Rabbi Sai. You gotta learn this stuff. It goes with the, it thinks of besser with a good niggin. You go in a circle, amach freilach. Anyway. So what happened? How did he become like this, Drozhen Ishmit? Listen to this one. 9 years old, he lost his parents. Kip Taran, come in. Bo Mahamay Nechem. The Rebbe is speaking. You ever hear of me, the Rebbe? I'm Bechvoy Devatzmei. I want to announce, I'm here, Bechvoy Devatzmei.
Except we accept the joints.
Yes, and I do have Rebbe Shah Sogis, by the way, for all those wishing to. You could start with a face. 100,000, it's fine. You can give 200,000 also. It's a note. Do as much as you want. You don't have to feel matumtum. You can give 1 million also, it's fine. You don't have to feel like, stressed matumtum. You have to be relaxed. Open your hearts. Anyway, listen to this. So he... Yes, a begitza. He couldn't learn. They said that in his house, the only thing you found was a chok chumash. That was the extent I don't know how big it was in learning B'Seif. They say every while he worked, people overheard P'sukim. But one thing he did, this was Yedua. Twice a week, Monday and Thursday, he took a trek to Pinsk. It was 9 miles away. He had to speak and learning with the Rav of Pinsk. There were two Rabbanim after all, the two of them he used to speak and learn with. And learning with. It took him 9 miles walk there and 9 miles back every Monday and Thursday. That's 18 miles in a 24-hour period. He used to get up early. He loved Torah so much, so he got up early to start the trek going even before daylight. That was his minute. Now, let me ask you, when did he learn? You're walking. It's Babi Rav Dechad Yema. That's Gemara in Chagiga. No? Babi Rav Dechad Yema. Half a year he goes to Beis Medrash. He's there one day. And the next half year he spends on going back home. That's what he was. When did this man steig? And look what a Baal Mephis he was. Now listen to this. I have in my house Mishnas Rabbaran in English. Not Mishnas Rabbaran. I have the stories of Rabbaran Kotel written by Rabbi Yitzchak Dershowitz, my dear friend, that we used to be together every Purim. He was from the biggest. He was a Talmud of Rabbaran. He was Odik. I think he was the one who got Rabbaran Shtender. Yeah, Heiliger Mensch. When he became a Chassan, Reb Nosson was there in the Rebbe's in the office to get a Rebbe to Jacobs. They made a remark. Das ist der letzte von der Mohikaner. I don't want to corrupt the Olam, but it's an American Indian, and Reb Nosson knew about it. Last of the Mohicans. You ever hear of that? Oh, see, you know, from the big Alta Mulliga Indians, the Americana Indians. He was the greatest from the. It was an expression that seems in Europe they also used it as the last of the great people of a certain dar. That's what they called him, Rabbi Yitzchak Dershowitz, when he became a chassan. He was an Alta Bacha. Just so though, Meshabayach him very much. The big tzaddik. We used to Purim. One Purim he ate by me, one Purim I ate by him. That's what it was. Now, he wrote a book on Rabbaran, and they say Reb Chaim Epstein loved that everybody held it. It's not Stam. He was the man to write about Rabbaran. He was Odik in Rabbaran, and he wrote about him. It was Merdik. It's a Sefer. It's a. You have a lot of. By the way, guess what I got out of that Sefer? What?
Nifta on the
same
Yartzeit.
Yeah, he was Nifta. He was Nifta on the same Yartzeit. There you go. I take credit for that. I davened so hard. I was involved with him. I had this in my Eivishte. If he has to go, at least, yeah, do it. You know, we'll go. I had that in mind. It was called that shame. I take credit. What can you do? I'm always taking credit. It's okay. I'm sure there's some other people. Anyway, so he wrote a story about Navardig. In this sefer about Rabbaran, there's a Navardiga story. Rabbaran would try to get yeshiva guys out of Europe. It was after the war. They were in DP camps. And he wanted to get them out. So to get them out wasn't simple. State Department had to be maskim. Oh, they're rabbis? They can all come out. So a lot of yeshiva guys, Rabbaran was involved in these things very stark. But there was a group of yeshiva guys that they couldn't get out. So he sent a certain Rabbi Rosenberg, that was his name, who was acquainted, who had protected. He was the right man for the job. He took a trip and he told Nefesh, get these boys out of there as soon as you can. Rabban made him push them like you got to get them out. He comes there. What's going on? The whole group, they were all Navardigas. And the Navardigas said, we're not going. What, rabbi? I'm not a rabbi. No, sir, don't give me that. No, say you're a rabbi, they'll let you out. No, I have betochen. I'll get out with betochen. Don't call me no rabbi. I'm not going with sheker. And besides, I have betochen. We're not in the spoil. So he came there, he saw that's the matzav. He's the Vardigas, they're interesting people. What do you do with them? So Bekitsa. He told it to the guy in charge. So they laughed. Oh, that's such frummies. Like, okay, we'll let them all out. That's the story. So I needed that story for my B'tachon Weekly. I need as many as I can get a hold of. So during recess, I go to teach. And during recess, I needed the book to copy it, to do it right, the facts, the details, to write a little bit during recess in my school. And boom, I forgot the book. So at recess time, I'm standing by the door of the principal's office, and I'm telling myself, "You're bottling. Why'd you forget that book?" As I'm saying, there's the book right in front of me, and the principal, I never saw it before in my school, suddenly it's there. It's not such a common note. Who has the book? I says, "Wow, this is Hashgacha." Can I borrow it? Yes, you can borrow it. And I told him, look at that. Just recently, I was davening to the Eibishter that I want to find it, you know, when I open a sefer. I always have to look, and I'm always losing things. Eibishter, I want to have, I'm such a botlin, and so much time is wasted when I have to take a trip, and I have to look for a sefer, and I have to find the place. So as soon as I daven, one after another, I open the sefer, boom, just what I'm looking for. One after another. And here comes another. Eibishter, thanks a million. I needed the book. It's right there. I was never there before. I met them all. Eibishter, I see it. So, and I was so happy. See, the Eibishter loves me. He gives me what I want. Then I started looking for where the story was. Joke's on you, Babala. I'm looking. I can't find it. And I'm looking, and where's the story? Back and forth. It took me 10 minutes till I found it. I said, no, you're diving for this, and you had to look for 10 minutes. So don't be so spoiled that you're getting such service. Then I told myself, no, sir, I am spoiled. Of all people, Rabbi Aaron Cutler brings it to Mishnah's Rabbi Aaron, a Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos says, you're walking, you're on the way to learning. You didn't open a Gemara yet. It's called Amelus or Yigia, I tell you. Yigia? Avimirachus. And it's called Amelus Batayra. Yigia Satayra. Harving and learning means looking for that sefer like a batlan. And you're walking around 20 times. That's called Amelus Batayra. So I told Punk, your Baron, brought that down, and Punk with his sefer, I had that experience. Okay, that's the end of the story. Now I want to say something, Rabbi Sai. So many of us suffer from these silly things. We have so much Yisurim in our lives. Remember this. The Shemra Munim is a mitzvah of Parsim. This man came up to the next world. And they told him, boy, were you lucky. You had so much Yisurim. You're straight to Gan Eden. Like, see all your friends. This guy first is going to have to spend a couple of years flying around with Malchi Chavola beating him up. Yeah, it's not a joke, the next world. This guy, Kafakela, filled the Lashon Hara. This guy is going to, because of his caste, he's going to, they're not even near Gehenna. People have Peklach up there. We don't want to talk about it because, you know, it's not the minig to get everybody depressed. The kids are, So he says. So they told him, the Shemir Moon brings down, you had so much Yisurim, you could have been straight in there. Look at your friends, they're going to suffer. But you were never makabel them. You never opened your mouth once to say, Eibishter, thank you for those Yisurim. You never did that. You blew it. You suffered, Nebuch, you got it. It's a very important thing. It's brought down the Mepharshim Mechayev Salvavos. I've seen this again and again and again and again. By the way, there is the Tertus Avram speaks about it, Avram Grudzinski. There is a benefit, I believe, even if you don't say anything. If you suffered, it means plenty. But L'chatchila, open your mouth and say thank you. And by the way, psychologically, it alleviates you when you say verbally, thanks for this, it makes it much easier to tolerate. And you get the same zichus, the same revenue. Okay, anyway. So it's kedai. People suffer so much throughout their lives. So much suffering. Little things. So-and-so yelled at me. I couldn't find my car. Oh, no. Where did I leave my car? Pressing. This is all Yisurim, big time. Yeah, you want a diamond, you got a quarter, Yisurim. You've got Yisurim from head to toe throughout your life. And if you are on top of it, and you keep saying thank you for those little things happening in your life, you don't get bigger ones. You know that? You already accept it. Oh, Abishta, boy, I'm suffering so much. I scratched my head a little in somebody's store, and I was a little embarrassed. Boom, Yisurim. Abishta, I'm suffering. Somebody made a remark yesterday, I didn't like so much. Yisurim. It's great. You could be sitting, you got names, oh, you like the Kabbalah Yisurim, every inch. And people are so nervous when the blood, on the way to school, here comes a big, heavy bus with the little kinderlach going up, and the mommy's, oh, no, here they come again. I wanted to make that light, and suddenly, oh, so nice to have you with us in the highway. It's good to see you. Keep us here another half hour. You know, I got to get to school, but sugar there. What's this? What's the manal going to say? You coming late again? Hush. And there's so much Yisurim all over. All this stuff is gevaldig. It's part of Yigiyas HaTeda. It's Meredith. You have to be mach of all these things. It's a very big... Yeah. So a person has to be machshiv when if he's forgetful, says the Shemar Munim. If you're forgetful, it's a bracha that you're forgetful. Say thank you. The stipler speaks. There's so many. There's people who have twitches that bother them like their whole lives. There's a reason for that twitch. People stutter. They twitch. People look a little bit, or they think they don't look good, and that kills them all their lives. Or there's a certain voice that's not quite. Or they're always afraid they're saying the wrong thing. There's so many kinds of Yisurim. Sit down, say thank you for every bit of it. Instead of getting all nervous about these little things are very precious. So a person has to be mindful of these things. So I wanted to just tie in the story of the Drozhin and Schmidt. Tells me that, who knows, his friends were harboring and learning on Belila. They didn't have Ruach HaKadosh. But he who had a mutzazach and he wasn't able to learn and he couldn't steig the way he wanted to, he was the ganzer. So you're getting more of that stuff, be happy. Don't make away with it. But still, this fellow, still, don't look for trouble. This fellow says, Eibishter, I don't want to go around Simchas Torah every day. I want to get there on time. You don't look for trouble either way. Everybody say you can't imagine. Lately, I have decided. Now, way back, I make jokes out of court cases. I had 3 court cases in 1 week, years ago. Dyfus, you ever heard of him? People call me up. They're after you. Whenever I hear that name, I laugh my head off. Comma, people have told me that. And I laugh, and nothing ever happens to the people who call. Never. Why? Because in my mind, I really have a bittle. I'm not scared of that stuff. I really have a tachin. I have people, they're winning court cases left and right. By the way, talking about Usher Eisman, this is going on for 5 years, right? He's here. He's fine. What? What'd you say? He's learning Harvard and Harvard. I mean, the violence, it's going to happen. Well, nothing's going to happen. He'll say to those direct accomplices, nothing's happening. He'll be fine. The court cases, I have a lot of with that. There are other areas, certain sicknesses. If people come to me and they just took a test and they found whatever, and they're all nervous because they're going to take another test, I don't remember one time that I wasn't matzliach. I always say, oh yeah? You get from now to the retest? Work on betochen. You'll change your body. Big spiel. Remember my famous case? I only remember the original one. The guy 2.5 years ago, he had a brain tumor. Come on, let's look. And now they just found it again. So he calls me up, he's going out of his mind. in 3 days. They just found it. You're having another test in 3 days. What should I do? I says, you don't have a problem. Get together with your wife, Harva Metachin, and you'll be fine. It's nothing. See, 3 days later, he calls me up. They found nothing. What I sat down with my wife. The last day, he did it 2 hours. I don't know how much time he spent. He didn't remember it exactly. But it was 2 hours. And the third day, they Harva Metachin. They mamish felt like, we'll be fine. Kachava. You could, this type, this area, I have baby shahim shatar ishmaya. I push it, not scared. So get rid of it. I remember a friend of mine comes over to me. He used to be very skeptical. I had a lot of fights with him. A tidy young man. But who says Metachin works? All that? He's one of those. But he's totally my, he's one of my several. He's more than, his son had things coming out of his body. Oranges, grapefruits, you know, the size of, he was a mess, a teenage boy. And he told me about it. And he told me, B'shas, I said, don't worry, I have B'tachin. And he says, let's make a tkiyas kaf on that. The kid is fine, he's perfect. 4 doctors already made him, like, you know. And we just had, it was in Herzog Schuller, remember? We made it, we shook hands, we said, he's fine. Right afterwards, things are improving. He's clear. A month later, clear. Real stuff. He had real. What's real? The only thing I know that's real is the Eibishter. You get rid of it. What's the problem? It's all in the head. You know, when people get sick, they think they're sick. There was a guy. This is a Gaius source. Rabbi Yeshua Kip Tara Machta Chemesh. This is a Gaius source. Yeah, this guy had Yenamachla all over his body. Kip Tara Machta Chemesh. And he was suffering. He had treatment. One day someone comes over to him and tells him, you know, it was a misdiagnosis. You're fine. You don't really have that. Really? Picked himself up and he had an instant recovery. All the symptoms disappeared. It was gone. For 2 years he walked around like it's over. Someone told him it was a misdiagnosis. So for 2 years, he was walking around like happy, like nothing. And then after 2 years, some chacham got a hold of him and told him, no, 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 that was wrong. You really do have it. A month later, he died. It's a guy's report. I once read this. No. The cup! Reb Gershi used to scream, Alt is in cup! It's all in your head. But you think that's... I spoke to somebody who's depressed for 20 years. I told that person, 20 years. It wasn't easy, this guy. 20 years, he's depressed. I told him, I heard your voice on the phone. You're not depressed. I'm sorry. You're putting on a show because you have to live up. They gave you a stempel. You know how many people talk themselves into it, that they have a sickness? It's all in cup. But now, lately, I'm into the Shalom Bias issue. Now, I'm really scared. At this point, I've seen everything. Wait till you hear this. You know, my Rebbe told me, everything is emunah. Now, there are people, I used to daven for my class. And if I said, I remember 1 year, all my kids had Yeshua's except for one. At the end of the year, I found out he spelt his mother's name wrong. So those days, that's the way I worked, and that's the way it had to be. But I'm way past that today. They thought, let me give you the name. Don't give me the name. I'll go right to the Abish. We'll take care of it. 1, 2, 3. Abish, take care of that guy. You know the name already. I do it. It always works. I'm not Gerus names. Don't give me no names. One of my rabbeim told me, he's got not even a Vardigi. He's a Kalmiz Adam Golomite. He said, you could say one name and we might see the other 10 that you don't remember. And say, Abish, let me say that name. We'll take care of all of them. A deal? A deal. Hey, this is nice. What do you have to get some word? Did you do it right? People say, I'm an easygoing person. I don't like to get mitzumtam. I don't like to relax. And the Abish understands me. I have mentioned it to the Abish many times. But I'm an Americana, Harry. You made me like that. You understand the matzah with us Americans. Fast food, restaurant, you know, all that stuff. So I'm like that. How about, you know? And you can imagine when you're tamimus with the Abish, it gives you everything. Now, late with Shalom Bias, Rabbi Sai, you're going to go out of your Caleb. Wait till you hear this one. Well, this is an old story. This is already way back. Here's the Yankister. When I was visiting New Zealand, many years ago. I'm a person that's been around. I was in Tasmania once. I've been around. I met this. This is a true story. This person has not looked at his wife since the day he married her. He married a different, whatever happened there. If you ever meet them, say, it's interesting. You two guys, do you have any, that's the matter. In Nevada, it doesn't mean a thing. What he looks like, she looks like, it's fine. It works, but over here, he doesn't look at her. And I got a call. She's crying on the phone. My husband doesn't look at me. I says, and he was getting on the phone, and they wanted me to deal with the problem. I never met him or her. I don't know them from Adams. And I'm supposed to referee what's going on. I know where I'm heading. You're going to be here for the next 10 years. Try to watch them kill each other. He started cursing her to the ground. And she started going with sugar and said, okay, love's up. I don't want to hear another word. I'm giving you guys one bracha. David said, those, I don't like complicated issues. Don't complicate me. I'm a simple guy. Some people enjoy, it's not a joke, that stuff. Enjoying, it's a lot of fun. You said this, I'll get you back. It's a lot of, instead of harving and learning and get the sugya, that's why learning is so important. Because some people get, no, wait, let's keep cheshbon. Remember you told me that 5 years ago, you already weren't nice to me. I put it on my record. In fact, I taped you. And when we go to court, we'll be able to, and he puts a whole, puts time and places, stupidity. Live with the Amish, you don't have to, it's so crazy. Nevada goes in love a little bit. And he said, Stama, a different point. So she yelled at you. So what do you care? I said, no. You said that to me? That's a sign we're not cut out. Okay, fine, not cut out. By Nevada, there's no such thing as not being cut out. Might have to be there. It's fine. You live to learn. It's not just Nevada. Back in Europe, they weren't so... Got to work. I'm telling you a true story. I got a phone call. I says, you are cured. Just forget the whole marriage problem. That Shabbos, he got up to make Kiddush. There were 100 people in his house. He ignored them all. And he looked at his wife. I got that message. And that was the end. Eight follow-up. 8 months later, going strong as ever. Did you hear this? That's the list I heard of him. Did you hear that? One bracha. You want to hear more? That's a joke. Wait till you hear my next ones. Shaykh. It's up to you, the way you see things. Chaim Tevim L'Shalom. Like, those are the Shalom Bayis. Oh, let me get. I laugh at them. What Shalom Bayis? And you can call. People enjoy issues, pratim, details, It's this other guy. Now listen to this one. This is half full of a fellow. A guy told me, what are you going to do? The guy holds listen to this. A lady is repulsed with her husband's looks. She doesn't like the way he looks. He doesn't look good. And it repulses her. She can't handle it. She looks at him like she gets nauseated by him. He's nice, a different world, a different type, a different this. And the way he talks, he has no chen. So I was called to get involved over here. In 24 hours, I got a message back. Something got into her head. Suddenly, she thinks he looks good. I promise it's a true story. You heard a story? Suddenly, hey, I think he looks good. How did that happen? Now, which marriage counselor is going to do that? They can't do that. So you go straight to the Eibishter. I go straight to it. These are true stories. I go to the Abish and met them all. They look good. I have a smach. Hashem nosan as chayin ha'om v'ini mitzrayim. The reason why the Yidden went... What? Reb Chatzkel tells us over there. What's smach there? He's chayin ha'om v'ini mitzrayim. Chayin, I had plenty of that stuff. I need something done. This guy don't like me. Abish, make... I want to be nice to chayin. Do me a favor. Suddenly, God loves me. I had this twice. I was in enemy territory. There was a certain sichsuch going on between two yeshivas. And I was caught in the middle. And I needed a favor from the wrong side. And I had met them before. They hated me at Chorma. And I said, Eirishta, I want them to love me. I promise you, it's a true story. I walked over to him, to the guy in charge. This guy is tough as nails. No one ever moved him. Except for me, of course. No one ever moves him. Never. He's tough. He's steel. The toughest people have met him. And they bowed out. They say, he's already... him. Nobody could move him. I come in. But first I daven, Abishta, make the guy like me. The guy's impossible to reach. Even if he loves you, he has no time. He's a super busy guy. He told me, for you I have time. We had a conversation. It was Meredith. I wrote it all down. What I had from this guy was Gavaldik. He was a hush of a person. And then he said, if you want to see me again late tonight, for you I'll find time. Then I had to see his assistant, who's equally, it's a war going on. So I had to see his assistant. And I told the assistant, this is as soon as he sees me. You don't look so good. One second, let me take care of you. You have a cough? I says, I have someone who'll take care of you. He knows about it. We'll give you some medication, we'll take your blood pressure, whatever. This is the guy that hates me. Then, of course, I can do the other thing, too. I once prevented an intermarriage. Twice I prevented an intermarriage. Once I made a bezdin. The rabbeim was standing during recess, and I was called by the guy crying on the phone. My brother's going to marry a shiksa. A shiksa. Tomorrow's the triumph. He's going to marry a shiksa. I says, he's not marrying no shiksa. Watch this. I got off the phone. I had only three rabbeim. One small bezin, Rabbi Sai, Ois Shidduch. And it became Ois Shidduch. He's married today to a Jewish girl. And he had a kid. He's a new world opened up. I was about to Shidduch just like this. The other time, this guy was impossible to separate. This lady was, after Abu Dazar, right? What's that? The mic? Oh, the mic is cool. All right. I was always a mild man, I tell you. Anyway, so, is this good? Yeah, go like this. Anyway, so, this other guy, it was impossible. It's never going to happen. And there was a lot of tefillah done. He is already, this guy went through a lot in his life. And he finally married this shiksa that she satisfied him like no one's business. A very nice shiksa. Ooh, a zafina shiksa. The world never saw such a nice shiksa. He had everything he wanted. A shiksa, what can you do? The religion's a problem. But that's it. He wants to marry the shiksa. And there was a lot of tefillah, and it was a little bit controlled, but it wasn't a maisa. So finally, one day I got together. The Yerlim didn't know what I was doing. I made bezdins. And I says, somebody needs something in Ruchnias. Give a bracha, you should have Yeshua Gemura. Yeshua Gemura. I did this 5-6 bezdins. And I says, Abishta, they didn't even know what it was. I want him to hate it like poison. Hey, like poison. That night, he gets a phone call from her. The night before, he got a phone call from her. She put him in cloud 9, because she was so nice. He says, listen, it's not a life-threatening thing. It's not pleasant. But what can you do? I says, no, not me. I turned around. I went into a car, and I screamed at the top of my lungs. Hey, Bishta, no operation. I call up. Thanks a million. Suddenly, no operation. By the way, you know who I am? I had someone in my house for Shabbos. My daughter, somebody helped my daughter. I have a daughter in Montreal. And big tzaddikus. And she needed help at a certain point. And they helped her. The kids, they have a 31-year-old daughter. Beyond Yish, 32. She's not getting married. They had betachen, but I spoke to the parents. We had betachen, but between you and me, it was one of those betachens. You hear, we have betachen, but it's alamaisa. We have betachen, but it's just alamaisa. We have a lot of betachen, but it's alamaisa. That was the nusach. And I told my daughter, go tell them she's becoming a kala. So my daughter told them, my father said, your daughter's becoming a kala. So they said, oh, that's very nice, but you know the matzah. We all also have the talking, it's just not the maisa. So she says, you don't know my father's brachas. 2 months later, she was a kala. I was just at the chasa. You have a musik? A Baal Maipas, you got a first class Baal Maipas over here. Anyway, so I once, somebody was sick in the family, and I needed service. I went into Kol Shimshon, and sometimes I dumb myself, and sometimes I say, Eibishter, you got help. I need help here. I went into Kol Shimshon, and I went to one younger man after another, and I said, give me a bracha. Those days I was still into names. Give me, so-and-so is having a refuah shleima. Yes. Next. So-and-so, I must, 10 younger light I went over to. I came back, I called up the party. I don't know what happened. I'm a new person. And years later, this person asked me, how did it? I says, if you would have a muna, in a ben tayr, the way I do. To me, a ben tayr is a malach. I look at him like, 10 b'nai tayr gave a bracha. You're cured. It's up to you. Depends. Now, I'll tell you something. I've told ladies to get brachas from their friends. When there was a, I says, your friend wears a shaitel? Go get a bracha. It's enough. Yeah, shaitel is a joke by you, huh? Not by me. Yeah, but it's, okay, now look. I'm not getting involved in different type of shekels. Do you know what's happened to me? I don't get involved in kaddish. I'm not here for that. There's people that do that. But I did here. I stick up for the ladies. Not shyest. I'm the etzem. Hold. Every one of our ladies is kaddish kaddish. Not stam. I'm serious about it. Our ladies are beyond. Why? Take a look at the streets. You know what's going on? They're human. It rubs off. And look, it's a different world. I don't care what they look like. I don't care how. I don't care if nothing's spoiled. I hold all kodesh kodesh. My paskin. And I've been saying that again and again and again and again. But here I am. I fell into some kanoyas. By the way, there is something about the kodesh women. Every town has a certain percentage that do things. That you ever hear of, I don't want to talk about it. People who really stoop low, that need extensive, like boot camps, you know, people that are sick because of the typhus and the shekla. Lakewood has all kinds, like every place. Every place in the world. It's impossible. Every crowd has. Except, I know the guy in charge. There is not one kailul wife on that list. You know what that means? It's not pushing. Anyway, I advertise this stuff because I hold a lot from the ladies. Hold their all holy like crazy. Anyway. Vahi Hayyim, I fell into some kanoyas. Somebody, I don't know how it happened, but there was an ace. Whatever, and I said, you got it, it's not right, you know. It became a kanoy. I said something about maybe the tznias could be better. And I got a message, and I still don't know who this lady is. but I got a message. I think she gave me about $7,000. Also, you know, didn't hurt. That for sure was. She mentioned, I got back to me, that she never would have listened to me to say whatever it is. But since she knows that I'm not a Vilna Kanoi, I'm always sticking up for them. I hold it great. Then one day I came out with a little the other direction. She said, for you, I'll be Makabal. It's a good Mahalach. And it's true. They got your number. Oh, you're one of those. You're one of
Yeah.
There you go. That's the way to go. I love everybody. You know it says by Rus? That's official. I love every single year. They're all, I said, I hold that piled in my vod. When there was, by the way, 1,000 rockets fell in Israel. I spoke to the one who put this out. Pinchas Kain, Zang Zutenstock, gave me a call last night. 3,000? 3,000 rockets. Do you know where the rockets are falling? Do you know that somebody took a machine gun, an Arab took a machine gun, he sprayed 26 bullets on a thick crowd, not one person was hurt. What, you heard about this? Yotiva. Do you know what, another Arab came in with a gun? He was about to blow up the whole place suddenly. Hey, it's jammed. Ice gun.
Just today, they shot an anti-tank missile. 30 seconds before, 30 soldiers got off the bus.
30
seconds before, about
30
soldiers got off the bus. The guy
went,
boom, the thing came, blew up the whole bus.
Just after they left. Exactly. Beautiful, beautiful. And there's another, the rockets, a building. It finally hit a building. It's always missing. Finally hit a building that had just been evacuated. So, Mama said a story. There was no one in there. They hit that. Finally got something. Nobody in there.
They got a building, and the only people inside were
ours. Oh, there you go. They got a building, and do you know that all together were like 12 people killed? 6 of them were Arabs and Asians, Filipinos. They're in Israel. What are they doing? It's funny. This I also heard right from the beginning. 300 of their rockets boomeranged back into Gaza. Am I right? And by the way, the Israelis, I heard that they're having a ball now. They're able to get all these nasty guys, the ringleaders, Hamas, they wiped out a whole, they kidnapped this one, that one. Oh, we're at a war. Let's have some fun. Now, we've been trying to get you guys a long time. Now, it's open fire. Let's Bach Lebedee. Now they captured one. They captured another. A whole bunch of them. They're weakening. They're losing their pants. These submission guys. You don't start up with those holy Jews. Now I want to give myself credit. I want to give myself credit. I got up, beginning of the war, and I said like this: every person in Eretz Yisrael is a tzaddik yisraelim. I paskin. Abishta is maskin with me 1,000,000%. And my whole vod, chevra, they all said, amen. And I said, and I want to repeat that. And anybody thought from it, tenish and nishvid on bottom me, the chazanish said already. Well, you can't give them they didn't give them techacha. What do you want from, there's a whole chazman there. Bug off! They're all holy! Bug off! No, they're innocent. They're great, that tzaddik and geburim. You just say that. You did something. I'm doing it again. You think these words aren't chal? I gotta tell you. I'm avoiding my vetlach. But now I'll tell you one little vod. They see the koilos at Har Sinai. What do you get out of knowing that koilos can be seen? To let you know, brisk ruselus vasayin. If you said something, it's chala matzias. It's a matzias, a word. Ramat Cheshvab told this to me. That it's a famous story. Rebel Yalapin's Sefer Levil Yo. Pleasure to see the Rav. And it says over there a story about, he told it to me, aid me, p'aid, that Reb Itzel Petterberger came to a dream to Reb Chaim Berlin, and he told Reb Chaim Berlin that you should know that a word in the next world is night and night ice. You have no idea the power of words. So, never verbalize a negative emotion. You are making a korban of this world. You're contaminating it with negative stuff. Fuck off. Don't say it. Always speak positive. Better a positive lie than a negative truth. Words are a lie. I paskin all Eretz Yisrael. This should bring the gula. The shleimer works. My failure yard guttle. And only good things will come. I will do Jewish shleima. Everybody's doing a Jewish shleima. They're all holy, and they're going to get even better. Amen. So I'm going to go to the Cedar Rove.